Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the voice of Anderson Motor Speedway, William Richard. Then we'll speak with Echo Park Speedway Thursday Thunder Pro Division Champion Jensen Jorgensen. And we'll have a conversation with ASA Stars Series at Newport Speedway winner Carson Brown. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in North Carolina at Dixieland. Second week in a row, Joe Weiss, our guest from last week, he gets the win again. Bryson Geis wins at Harris. Bowman Gray Stadium, the Mods splitting the winners. Burt Myers and John Holloman with the checkers. Jeff Tibbetts wins at East Lincoln. Tennessee at Tazewell. Garrett Smith won the race. Donald McIntosh crowned Southern National Series champion. Cameron Hawkins wins at Big South Fork. Wartburg goes to Zach Seiss. Chase Watkins, a winner at Winder Barrow in Georgia. Historic 441 to Will Harrington. Sumter, South Carolina to Austin Mintz. Danny Hurley in victory lane at Lawrence. Oak Level, Virginia. Benji Hicks wins there, then goes to Wythe and gets another one. Joe Leval victorious at Natural Bridge. Princeton, West Virginia to Henry Hornsby III. Chris Carpenter victorious at Ohio Valley. And at Beckley, it's Brandon Adkins. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, you may see him on their Facebook posts, see him out and about, but he is the voice of Anderson Motor Speedway in South Carolina. William Richard, welcome back to the show. I'm here at Hall of Fame event August 7th down there as part of the big night with the Leapfrog Triple Track or Triple Crown Challenge Series coming back. Hall of Fame. Who's going in the Anderson Motor Speedway Hall of Fame?
Yeah, Hall of Fame time. Anytime it gets to be either late summer or early fall, we start thinking about who has made an impact at the racetrack. We're going to have three special inductees. We're going to start with Mr. Sam Roberts. Sam Roberts was a more of a local scene guy, but ran multiple classes, won races at times, was a very dominant driver. When you ask people's opinions, who should go in, he's one of the first names you'll hear. Race fans, drivers, crew members say. So Sam Roberts is going to be a big addition for the Hall.
What era did he run?
I believe he was more of the 80s and 90s. I've got to learn myself a little bit more about Sam, but I do know he's kind of in that blend. He wasn't old school enough where he's kind of lost in the weeds, but he has been out of the car for a while. So I believe, you know, he was kind of like when I was a little one running around, he was running around the racetrack.
Wow. Anderson Motor Speedway, Friday night, August 7th. At Anderson Motor Speedway, it'll be Hall of Fame night, and we've got the first of the inductees just announced there. The voice of Anderson Motor Speedway, William Richards, is on with us. He's on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, I don't have a drum roll, but how about the second member of inductee for the Anderson Motor Speedway Hall of Fame?
So a really big name in the Southeast is Lee McAllister. People that have been around the dirt scene, the asphalt scene, they know the name Lee McAllister. His daughter, Tanya McAllister, big with MPM Marketing. She's been around it her entire life. Lee has been born and bred to be a racer, and he has contributed so much even to this day. Works on Mr. David Roberts, the Rocket, a local legend around here, still works on his race car to this day, helping out multiple teams. So he's been out of the car for a long time, but he won a lot of races as a driver. He's winning races as a crew chief. And just an all-around good guy that has impacted, whether it's dirt, asphalt, has impacted racing in the Carolinas and Georgia.
Wow, that's the one and two of the three for the Hall of Fame for Anderson Motor Speedway. The big night coming up Friday, August 7th. It's a part of the big Triple Crown Challenge Series from Leapfrog coming back to Anderson Motor Speedway. Remind me again about the Leapfrog Series. Didn't we talk to one of those winners here recently? They had one down there already, right?
Correct, Mr. Thomas Bean. And we make it funny because he was in a Starbucks car and he put the Bean machine in victory lane at Anderson Motor Speedway. The Leapfrog Triple Crown Challenge, huge deal. Jody Chandler and his crew, they absolutely love grassroots racing. They love late models. And it's coming back in town. It's going to be a few more laps than usual. I believe it's going to be around 100 lapper on August 7th. And then we're going to have a little bit more money. We haven't displayed what that's going to be just yet. They're always throwing in tricks and challenges and extra cash. So could have been an exciting night to see the late models return.
And is it just late models on August 7th plus the Hall of Fame, or are there other categories running?
We're going to have the Anderson late model will be kind of the headliner, but we actually have twin street stock races that night. U.S. Legends, the Hunter Hall front wheel drive, mini stock, and BM Modified all going to be in action that night.
Wow. And those BM Modifieds are those unique only really to that track. They used to run them at a couple of others, but now you've got the cream of the crop running there on Friday night, August 7th. Am I correct about that?
That's correct. And the BM Modified, you're right. I personally have never seen them anywhere else. They're so unique. They're open wheel. They're stock cars. They're a little bit of everything. Think of it. I'm modified, but kind of a smaller scale, little wing on the top, but they put on some great racing this year, and we're looking forward to having them again.
Well, and Anderson Motor Speedway puts on great racing, and they're going to put on a humdinger on Friday, August 7th, Leapfrog Triple Crown Challenge Series. Sometime I'll get it to be able to say all the way through, but it's a part of Hall of Fame night, and we've heard the first two names drop there. Well, William Richards, you said there were going to be three. Who else is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame at Anderson Motor Speedway on Friday, August 7th?
Well, this person, extra special to the racetrack. They've designated so much time, energy, and effort to the Speedway. And the third inductee is going to be someone you're going to have to find out on August 7th. This person is truly a unique individual. You cannot tell the story of Anderson Motor Speedway without this person. And we want to keep that close to the cuff. We're actually going to surprise this inductee. They will not know until the night of. So we're trying to keep that magic to us. And it's going to be one great night. If people want to see it, they got to come roll with us and see some great short track racing that night.
Anderson Motor Speedway Hall of Fame night, Leapfrog Triple Crown Challenge Series, street stocks, late models, legends, mini stocks, BM mods. Going to be a packed night of great racing and entertainment. Where can we keep up on social media so we can find out any more information?
The Facebook page is always going to be the biggest place where we have most of our information. You can just look us up, Anderson Motor Speedway. Of course, make sure you got the track that's in South Carolina. But you can also go to our website, AndersonMotorSpeedway.com.
Get out and hear our friend, the voice of Anderson Motor Speedway, William Richards, on Friday, August 7th for the big Hall of Fame event. William, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's your daily dose of NASCAR, only on PRN's Garage Pass. You want to get a bunch of mail trucks and race them?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
How's that going?
They're hard to find.
Really?
Yeah, they don't really sell those things. So I don't know what they would drive like or race like, but I would imagine you put them on a dirt track, they'd be kind of funny.
You can now listen on Spotify or wherever you get podcasts to exclusive extended edition versions of PRN's Garage Pass.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Echo Park Speedway, Thursday Thunder, Pro Division, not one, not two, not three, four time in a row Pro Division champion, Jensen Jorgensen. Hey, Jensen,
man, I've known you since you were a little kid, and to watch these championships pile up. But, you know, even before we get to the celebration, I remember a little bit of heartbreak, you know, at least a couple of seasons, you know, going towards this. How did losing championships actually help you strengthen yourself to get ready to win these four in a row?
Absolutely, Lenny. Well, I've had plenty of heartbreak in the past on some of these Thursday Thunder championships, and I think they taught me a lot, just kind of how you need to manage a 10-week series, and obviously going through racing your competitors, and sometimes it might not be quite your day, and you got to chalk it up and get the best finish you can get so that you can come back stronger.
That brings me to something that I noticed in the records and such. Jensen Jorgensen, now four-time Pro Division champion at Echo Park Speedway's Thursday's Thunder for the U.S. Legends. And you talk about, you know, a little bit of adversity. I know you won a bunch of races this season, but you only started up front a couple of times. How do you process, going, well, I wasn't so fast, maybe I'm not the fastest car, and still overcome that to win championship four? Does it tweak pressure on you some?
Definitely. I'd love to be the fastest car at the racetrack, but, you know, sometimes a lot this year, I had to use my experience to go up there and come from behind on a lot of these races from the start, and to get up there to get the checkered flag. So I did that quite a few times this year. And I think a lot of it just had to do with just not carrying too much pressure, and just knowing that I have the experience around that quarter mile oval, and that I know I've done it plenty of times in the past, and I can always do it again.
That quarter mile oval at Echo Park Speedway, the now four-time domain in the pro division of our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Jensen Jorgensen. And speaking of Pro Fabrication hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So our guest, Jensen Jorgensen, the Echo Park Speedway Thursday Thunder Pro Division four-time champion, has been racing on the track that, for you dirt fans, you know the name Jonathan Davenport. For you NASCAR fans, the Joey Logano, Chase Elliott names, I'm sure, ring a bell. Well, that's the track those three, all superstars in their fields, came from, and many more like Corey Heim. And Jensen is the only driver. Doug Stevens won three championships in a row, but Jensen has capped it off with the four-time. But I did find, Jensen, a little tidbit of doing the math. You got married the start of the first of these championships to the lovely Miss Trish. How is that maybe calm the tiger some to make you even a better pro to win these championships all the way through?
It's so funny because I tell so many people that I think my wife loves the racing. Sometimes I say more than I do. She really truly does love it. So I think having that support staff there with her, it makes long nights working on the cars and going to the racetrack and justifying the crazy life that racing gives us. I think we just do it together and enjoy it together. And so far I'm now officially undefeated since at Thursday Thunder Championship since we've gotten married. So that is something.
You had another woman have to help you secure that first championship because you were somewhere else. Give us that story from the first championship.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, in 23, it was round two of the Thursday Thunder that year. And I actually had gone through multiple disappointing Thursday Thunder seasons. I was kind of to the point where I'm like, well, our marriage is going to be bigger than maybe that championship is going to be this year. We'll try again another year. And I just got a substitute driver for round two. It was actually my sister substituted for me round two. And I wasn't even really thinking hot and heavy on the points. I just was like, well, we'll just see what happens. And she substituted for me, and turns out I end up going on a hot streak back from the honeymoon, winning a bunch of races and getting a bunch of points, and found myself winning my first year there in the pro division. So, Wow. Yeah, it was quite a funny situation.
Four-time pro division Echo Park Speedway Thursday Thunder champion Jensen Jorgensen. The magic of help from his sister and, of course, the love from his wife, Trish, bringing all this together to take these four, and certainly some pretty hard work from Jensen as well with all the different competitors throughout those years. But Jensen, is there a special part of the process for you? Is it always do it this way? Are there superstitions? What kind of things have you developed to where, oh, my helmet's got to be there and I got to have a peanut butter sandwich there or any of that kind of stuff about doing this that you also kind of give a nod to for the success?
I'm definitely superstitious. I know some people say they aren't, but I don't know. I feel like racing's like baseball. I think you got to put your gloves on a certain way and do all that. With me in general, it's so funny. I do all of my own work to my race car as well. So when I'm setting the car up and I'm setting cross numbers and rear percentage numbers and stuff like that, I always try to get a 3-2 in there somewhere. It's very funny. So it's superstitious things like that where I'm like, the car's set perfect. It's at 3-2. So, at a decimal point or whatnot, but yeah, the different things like that, air pressure numbers, but no, I just got to trust the process a lot of times. I know I have the experience. These cars are so comfortable to me. A lot of times I know I put the work in, I know the car, like the back of my hand. I know this particular track like the back of my hand. So it's just trust the process. If I'm not the fastest car that day, I know I could probably get to that point by the time that checkered flag's thrown. So
Echo Park Speedway, Thursday Thunder, first time ever, a four-time Pro Division champion. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Jensen Jorgensen, where could folks follow the journey as it proceeds from here on social media and on the internet?
All my social media is just under my name, at Jensen Jorgensen, my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I have a fun mix of personal life in there, and you'll see some of the trips Trish and I take. And then also, of course, is pretty overloaded with the race and stuff because that's mostly what our life consists of. So absolutely, I love my followers.
I'll leave you with this, Jensen. The numbers 3-2 that you like so much add up to 5, and next time will be 5-time if you can reach it. Well, we hope you can. The best of luck to that. Thanks for joining us, Jensen Jorgensen. Fans, follow us. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Race fans, November 4th through the 7th, Dirt Racing's most celebrated stars will shine in an electrifying spectacle, the World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track at Charlotte. Purchase a ticket package by Monday, August 3rd at alldirtroads.com and get a free pit pass. All Dirt Roads lead to Charlotte as the World of Outlaws sprint cars, late models, and super dirt car big block modifieds collide.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
Johnson
forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, ASA Star Series Newport Speedway winner, his fourth one in that series already this year, Carson Brown. Hey, man, welcome back to the show. Starting 14th, a little bit of a challenge, but your patience to wait and stalk the leader with only a couple of laps to go to make your move. You know, how do you know when to pull the trigger? You know, you're getting really good at this stuff.
I'm not quite sure, Lenny. We honestly just had a really good night. We honestly missed practice day. We're a little worried going into race day, being that we were getting a short amount of practice, and then qualified 14th, not where we wanted. We were worried about tires. Two Hoosier showed up with two batches of tires, and we got one batch. The other field got the other batch, and we were just a little worried, honestly. The whole day, we didn't really know what was going to happen whenever the green flag dropped. And the second it dropped, we started picking people off, making moves, dodging, weaving. Newport had a really good race. Hopefully the fans enjoyed everything that night.
Looked like fun up on the, when you could go up high on the banking. That's got to be like, oh, this is pretty cool.
The groove was moving all over the place. You could run top to bottom, three wide, two wide, all over the place, throwing some slide jobs, if you will. And it was just a good night of racing, but glad we were able to pull it off on that last restart.
Carson Brown on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ASA Stars Newport Speedway winner amongst the collection that he has had this year. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, you mentioned slide job and, you know, the dirt experience that you've had. You know, how are things from that experience with Mike Marler and other dirt stars helping you on this pavement journey that you're on now?
Mike Marler helped me a lot throughout my dirt racing career, and I think it's helped me a lot on my asphalt racing career, being able to adapt to the racetrack, moving lanes, changing grooves, finding where there's grip, finding where there's not grip, and understanding that feel in the seat, understanding that feel in the steering wheel, and just finding speed when you're struggling, when the groove's changing, when the temperature's changing. And throughout my career, I thought he helped a lot on dirt, and then I started racing more asphalt and realized that it plays a factor on both ends.
Well, and he's using that skill and knowledge from Mike Marler, and even in the past, working with Ron Hornaday. Carson Brown, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, putting together quite a season as it will. But I also see that, you know, the patience, maybe, am I right? You're doing a lot of fishing and hunting when you can out there. Do those aspects of your life help you when you get in the seat be more calm, even in the tempest that a race can be?
Yeah, Lenny, there's a side of patience that I'm starting to understand. I think maybe the older I get, the more relaxed I get in this seat. There's a side of patience and just that will to sit back, relax, wait for your opportunity, manage tires a little bit better. I feel like that's always plays a factor in these big ASA races and these Crown Jewel Super Late Model races throughout. And hunting's been good this past year. Got a lot of animals out west in Colorado. Alaska's been good to me, and hopefully we can have more this year.
More trophies on the wall and on the shelf, and they're all in the crosshair for Carson Brown, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, after winning his ASA Stars Newport Speedway race last weekend. And, you know, you seem more comfortable with the fans, you know, dirt track racing. They're almost right there with you all the time anyway. Has that interaction from there helped you relax and enjoy fans when they come up, want an autograph, chat a little bit and things like that? You seem really comfortable with the fans.
For sure. Up north, the fans are wild, and you have to learn how to take some of them. And it's awesome seeing all the fans on the Super Late Model side of things. The classic short track racing's back. The green white checkers are back. All the fans, the autograph sessions. I feel like the fans are stronger than ever at the moment, especially in short track racing. So we just need to keep it that way and keep putting on a good show on the racetrack.
Well, watching a driver like Carson Brown will get him to buy at the pay window and get him on their feet when they're in the grandstands. Carson Brown, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, ASA Stars Series Newport Speedway winner last weekend, and a big announcement about you earlier this year becoming a development driver for RCR. How cool is it to connect with that history of Richard Childress and Dale Earnhardt, and now you get to wear the RCR hat like they do?
Pretty hard to put it in words, Lenny, just knowing the people that are behind me, everyone at RCR, my whole family over there now, everyone at Chevrolet, Wise Optimization, just the people that are backing me at the moment, and just the development I'm getting in the preparation and the training side of things. I feel really good in the seat, but I've been doing a lot of simulator work lately, and now I feel like I'm lacking in the simulator, but feel really good on the racetrack and just learning the preparation side of things that everyone at RCR does every week to train for the weekend, all the NASCAR weekends. And they put in a lot of work that a lot of people don't see on the sidelines.
Well, don't miss out on the opportunity to go hunting with Richard Childress. It's an awesome time at Carson Brown. Maybe that'll be in his future really, really bright. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Saw that you had an off-axis helmet. What about, some of the designs that you're working on so we can know what creativity has gone into them?
Yes, I'm working on a lot of stuff with off-axis and Arai helmets. They're giving me some helmets to paint up nice and fresh for my Arca Menards starts and a lot of my bigger races. And I've got a really cool RCR helmet at the moment, and they're also painting me up a really cool personal one for Iowa. So look on my socials, and I look forward to getting that one to show to all the fans.
Where can we find you on social?
Carson Brown Motorsports and Carson Brown on Facebook.
Carson Brown Motorsports, Carson Brown Motorsports on Facebook. Follow him, check him out. Keep your eye on this young driver. Fantastic to this point this year, and the future so bright along the way. Thank you for taking the time to join us, Carson Brown. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Lots of grassroots racing going on this weekend. Get out and support grassroots racing. And of course, follow it all on our social media, PRN at the track on X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.